Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Got to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord. You've heard it said that time is a precise commodity. Life teaches us to make good use of time, while time teaches us to value life. Some would even say, the way we spend our time defines who we are. In today's message, Pastor Joel poses the question, what time is it?
Before I knew the Lord, I remember going to nightclubs and partying and singing, and we were in the world. No, I didn't smoke or drink or anything, but I'll tell you what, every time you go into a club, the lights are low. Dark. You got to come in there and get your eyes adjusting to things. People just laying back in the cut. Just rocking. You just in there looking for something. What's up? You got it. What's that? What's that? You got it? Yeah. I got five on it. You guys, you want some of this? No, no, I want none of that. You want some of this? Here she come. Here she come. You like big women? The big one come at you. You like little one? The little one. Satan sent them. Hi. People love that darkness. I saw a man breaking in a car the other day. They caught him. Poor guy, he didn't know no better. He's a youngster, he's 21. He should know better because youngsters are techies. He should be reading, looking at his cell phone. But cars are not like when I was coming up, when you could just break in a car and steal it. Now, the car got cameras on all sides. It's dark. He's like, da-da-da-da. He's looking in the window, da-da. You see his little head, little peanut head. Da, 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 da. He got all kinds of stripes on his clothes that identify Nike. He may as well have said, it's me, police. But he, da, da. Break in. Da, 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 da. Then he runs to his car. You know where he parked his car? Just like this clock, right in front of the other car. This car had cameras all around it, inside, with a camera on his plate, license plate. So he gets in his car, driving away in the dark. Police had him about 30 minutes. He was locked up. We love the darkness, and the devil will make a fool out of you. The thing is, we have the light now. We have a way to come out of darkness. I don't care what it is, we have a way to overcome because we're overcomers in Jesus Christ. That's what he's telling us. That's what it is. We don't have to stay in the darkness. It says the light has come into the world. Some people still love the darkness rather than the light because their deeds are so evil. They just don't want to come out of it. Can't get your family to come to church. Oh, but they'll call you up to a club in a minute. Beer party, wine party, whatever else. And these are small things. But Satan will take you away with sin to some things that are much worse. But sin is sin in the eyes of God. Amen? Okay. The problem, of course, is being sinful, man's sin nature, which is what we've seen and gone over quite vividly today. The problem has been in evidence since before the flood. That's why God destroyed human life as life was known. And the problem with sin was so pervasive, it is so pervasive, because we still sin probably to a greater extent than people did back in those days. As a matter of fact, today, as you've heard, sin is at an all-time high. Mm-hmm. Now, don't ask me for statistics because I don't have them. I just have to look around and tell you that. Holy Spirit tells me it's bad, okay? Just as the word says in that verse in John 3:19, men love the darkness rather than the light. You see, the problem is not so much that there exists sin. The problem is that mankind prefers to sin. See, because you can get out of sinning. You just have to cut it and say, look here, Lord, whatever it is, take it away from me. If you have to put me down, take it away from me. Take it away. I talked to the Lord the other day, and he told me that he has had to put people down to save them, cripple them, put them in comas, give them strokes, heart attacks, prison to save them because he loves them so much. He said, other than that, they won't change. I said, Lord, do you ever bring any of them back? He said, if you bring them back, sometimes they go back to the way they were. If you bring them back whole, he got to leave something in you, a thorn in you, something. That's how deep that sin nature is. Can you imagine? You're the most argumentative person in your family. One day you bite your tongue, almost bite it off. No, you can't argue anymore. Got half a tongue or whatever else it might be. Huh? Beating your wife. You on bar with your arm hanging out and a train come and snatch the one off. You'll never throw another left hook. God will do that to save you. And your right wasn't no good, so now she can whip you. You know, God is watching us. This is the same God. This is what I'm trying to say. This is the same God. And that's what he told me yesterday. He said that. Think about some people you know. Think about how they wound up. I've talked to two or three people that have told me that very same thing that the Lord said. I sure have. They learn from it. They're completely different people, but they're not the same. But God is saying, I'm here for you. The light is now in the world for each and every one of us. But we got to know that what time it is. Can't do it on your time, on your schedule, by your plans. It'd be nice if you did it right, but we just don't seem to be able to do that. So God says, okay. I'll get it done. And he gets it done. So, God knows that we have this problem with sin. But this word tells us we have an out. We have an extremely viable option in Christ Jesus. Because absolutely the only hope for mankind is getting with Christ Jesus. That's the only hope. He is the light in the dark. That's right. He is. He's the road marker on the road. He's that red light that you see in the fog that keeps you on track. He's our compass. He's everything that we need. But I'm going to ask you. Ask yourselves. This is what we have to do. What time is it? Really, what time is it? Because let me tell you, if we go by our idea of time, or the world's idea of time, or time as we see it, the world's constructs of time, you'll be on the wrong time schedule. Absolutely right. You'll find that you are way, way, way behind time, okay? Just like this clock, I keep looking at it. Just like that clock. That's a story in itself because he sure said, bring that clock. Did you know that the Lord wants not one to perish? Not one. He's told us, he's shown us so many different ways. He wants not one to perish. So when we continue to do what we want to do, isn't that like snubbing him? When he sent Jesus Christ for our salvation. We have to get to the point where we say, Lord, I'm going to do what you want me to do, even if I don't understand it, if it kills me. You got to be willing to lay it down for the Lord. We really do. You got to be willing to leave some things behind for the Lord. That's really what it takes. I don't care what you want to do. You're looking at a person that had to learn, still learning, but it's not about me, not at all, and it can't be about us. God's got some things that you are not going to understand. Don't you worry your pretty little head trying to, because if you worry enough, all your hair will fall out. You better leave that to God. You'll be worried thinking that you can do it all. Shoot, you go trying to figure out what the Lord is going to do. You just better just do it. And ask him if you did it right. I don't know if you all do that. Every time we leave here on Sunday, before we get home, we ask the Lord, Lord, were you pleased? Did I do anything wrong? What did I say, Lord? Did I give the message like you want? And he'll let us know. Last week we asked that question. He said, fine, 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 except. I said, oh, Lord, what's the except? What? I don't think he's ever said that. He said, except don't ever apologize anymore. Don't get up there and say this may not be for you. I have to remember that because I said that last week. I said, some of you may have heard this before, but it may not be for you. If so, he said, don't do that again. You can bet you won't hear me say it again. Because, see, I don't know to what respect that message is going out. I don't know who it's going to affect. I don't know if a person might say, see, he said it's not for me. I told you it's not for me. I got confirmation from the pastor. I'm never coming back to church. Going back to my friends. I don't need to go. I told you I know everything. By me saying that one little thing, but he corrected me on it. And that's important. See, so we have to go to the Lord and say, Lord, should I go here? Should I go there? If I'm going to train at the gym and Annalise not with me, I said, Lord, I get ready to go. And I said, let's ask the Lord if it's okay if I go. I don't want to, I mean, if something happens, I want the Lord to, if something happens, something happens. But if my wheel fall off my car, the axle break, and I tumble over and the Lord said, you didn't ask me if you could go. I don't know. There's a shooting and I'm, maybe I'm supposed to be in the middle of it. If I'm supposed to be in the middle of it, Lord, put me there. But if not, I want to do it by his standards because I just can't see that far. Mm-hmm. We have to get in the habit of asking God. You want to be on his time.
Amen. All right. I'm a big boy. I know it. All right. I can handle this. Don't worry about it. Take a seat, Lord. Take a seat. Relax. I got it.
Oh, yeah? We need to come to the Lord with everything. And that's what he wants. So we have to get to the point where we're going to ask God. And I know that's a hard thing to learn. But we really have to because there is a hitman out there called Satan ready to take you out. And he's been doing it way, way back in the garden. He knew. So your little area is nothing to him. So anyway, we need to access God and everything. That's what he wants. And that's exactly how it should be because he's God. Like I said, he's been here from the foundation, before the foundation. So Pastor, take us to the Ephesians. Ephesians 5, 14 and 15. This is the memory verse. I'm almost done. I want to touch on a couple of things. Read that.
Ephesians 5, chapters 14 and 15. Mm-hmm. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, mm-hmm. but as wise, mm-hmm. redeeming the time, mm-hmm. because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. All right. Awake from sleep. Arise from the dead. Okay? Christ will give you light. He is the light, and he gives you light. It says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. These are evil days. That's what it's saying. Moreover, in these last days, we've got to redeem the time. Okay? We need to redeem this time. We need to make good use of time. All right? What time? The time allotted to us by God. Okay? The time which has been given to us, each one of us, extended to us by the grace of God through Jesus Christ. That's the time that we need to redeem, to hold close to us, to not squander. And let me say this also. I said we all have to redeem the time. Unbelievers, all right? Unbelievers must come to Christ to redeem the time. You can't redeem the time when you don't know your Redeemer, okay? We need to know that. And those who are saved already in the church also must redeem the time, okay? We as church folks need to redeem the time, okay? The time that is to get people in proper time, in God's time, according to God's time. Because even though we are in Christ, sometimes we go by our time, don't we? Mm-hmm. And there are some who are in the church who may not be the church. Some who are what? Fornicating, committing adultery, living unrepentant lives. I'm talking about unrepentant. You're going to make mistakes, but when you live unrepentant lifestyles, homosexuality, and you're condoning it in the church, leaders in the church, huh? Got to say it, okay? Think about that. Think about the sermon's title. What time is it? How much time do you have that you can sit in the face of God and do those things, stand up in a pulpit, come out, sing in the choir, be the soloist that everybody needs, and you come out and you're doing the things that the world does? How can you do it? How can you be on hand for the Lord, go out and do all kinds of ungodly things? Can't do it. What time is it? How much time did the people in Noah's days have? We need to ask this, especially the leaders in the church. God is giving you a heads up. God is giving you a heads up today saying adjust your clocks. Adjust the clock of obedience to God so you won't be behind. That's what the Lord is saying. See, there are many people out there doing church right now, professing to be the church, when what's really going on is we're providing entertainment, cliche-ridden religious meetings in the church. Compromising in order to gain the world's acceptance and the world's accolades, seeking status, okay, and financial gain, when in reality, by God's clock, you've fallen way behind time. And that's what God is saying to all the churches that are doing it. Only if the shoe fits, wear it. But if so, God says you can't operate by your own desire and your own time clock and compromise my church. That's what the Lord is saying, and we need to know that. God wants us to consider the time, and I'm talking about the correct time. You can call it prime time, but it's God's time, and that's what he wants us to understand, all right? So, Pastor, take us to the book of James 4, 7 to 10. James 4, 7 to 10, please.
Book of James, chapter 4, verses 7 through 10 tells us, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Mm-hmm. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor. See, that's the bottom line, that last line. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. See, Satan can give you a lot of things. He can pick you up. But when he picks you up, he's going to drop you. God will lift you up, and he will exalt us if we do God's will. Amen. If we operate by God's time, which is the correct time. I just want to say that. Friends, humility and obedience to God through Jesus Christ will defeat the worldliness of sin each and every time. If we just hold fast. I'm almost done. So in closing, just let me say this. There's a verse in Revelation 9:20, and it talks about the plagues. It talks about people worshiping idols, and they worship gold and silver, and some were even worshiping demons. They were dabbling in different things. Witchcraft, that as well, Pastor, and they wanted wealth, and they got plenty of it, okay? And they were not repenting. All of which we're seeing today. Are we not? Yeah. Are we not seeing it today in different forms? Oh, yeah, open your eyes. We're seeing it today, okay? In many cases, even in the church. I regret to say that, but it's true. Even in the church. The church has lost, has fallen from grace. The church has lost its godly allure. Okay, some people say the Spirit of God is not even in some churches. See, God can't look at sin. You know, they have all kinds of churches. You got the Church of Satan, too. Okay, so it's not the building you're in, it's what's in you, amen? So we have to look at that. So God is saying we need to redeem the time we have left. Jesus says in Revelation 22:12, behold, I am coming quickly. He said, and my reward is coming with me. My reward is with me to give to each one. According to what? According to his work. We need to remember, only God knows the time. It would behoove us to act accordingly and ask ourselves sincerely, what time is it? Amen? Amen. Amen. Ask yourself, what time is it? Do you know Jesus? If not, the time is now. This is the time to get to know Jesus. Don't wait. He's coming soon. But even before he gets here, your soul could be required of you. Today, where would you go if you passed away? Death is a crossing over. You either cross over to the Lord or you go to eternal hell. That's the truth. We need to think about those things. The way the world is now, you figure you don't have time for that. You may not, but you better hope you do, because that's God's time. You need to get to know Jesus. Take it from someone who didn't know Jesus. And just 15 years ago, I was out there. But he came to me in such a big way, and I owe him so much. I want to share with you. Will you ask Jesus to come into your heart today? You never know what tomorrow brings. It's important that you get to know Jesus. Pray this prayer with me right now. Ask him. Say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner, but I repent my sins to you right now. If what this pastor is telling me, and you are God, and God raised you from the dead, would you come into my life and show me the right way? I don't want to be a sinner, Lord God, with no help. Help me. Help me to walk the straight way so that I can see you when I leave here. If you do, I'll follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. If you prayed that prayer, let me be the first to say, welcome to the family of God. Pastor Joel encourages you to get yourself a holy Bible and read it. Meditate on God's Word. It's His Word that renews us and helps us to walk upright before Him. God bless you. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. To connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if Pastor Joel's messages are blessing you, let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Are you in need of prayer or encouragement? Please call us at 707-759-5244. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program, and we're so thankful for your support. If you haven't had the opportunity to sow a financial seed and have the desire and the means to do so, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website where giving is easy. Simply click on the donate button on our website to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord continues to strengthen you as you follow Him. Join us Sundays for live worship services on Facebook at 1 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 for prayer and Bible study at 8 p.m. as we walk through the Bible together. Sunday services are also available on YouTube and at SpiritOfTruthChurchWorldwide.com. Don't forget to tune into Miracles of God next week for another powerful message with Pastor Joel Jones. Until next time. God is good.